My brother's a rapper. And my other brother lives in a van that he put an address on. My mother's very concerned about me. My mother, she thinks I'm going to repeat all of the mistakes that she made. But what my mom doesn't seem to understand is that the alcoholic I'm dating has a job. I'm dating an actor. Anyone? I'm sorry. You can always tell an actor by the glazed look in their eyes when someone else is talking. Do you guys have babies? No? I know, why would you have a baby? Gross. I mean, I could see getting pregnant, but following through with it? I would maybe have a baby for practical reasons, like if I were trying to stop doing cocaine. Baby. Why would you have a baby? Have you ever noticed that your ugliest friend is the most afraid of getting raped? Relax. Think you're gonna be all right. It's a little mean, right? Okay. I just heard of this adopt a soldier program. Have you heard of this? It's like you for a very small amount of money each month, you can transform a soldier's life. It's a really positive experience, and I really want to do it. It's just you can't love a soldier until you learn how to love yourself. So I don't think I can do that. You liked it better when I was talking about rape, huh? Can't believe I mystic tanned for this. Actually, it was for a Rite Aid callback. But do you think it's bad if your emotional memory to cry at a commercial audition is the fact that you're there? But I had to go get tan, right? And so I've never done it before, so I went to the place and I was like, you know, what do you suggest? I've never gone tanning before. And the woman said, well, you could do the Orbi, babe, but it's got a lot of Bernie rays. And I was like, well, I don't want to get burned. Do you have another suggestion? And she said, you could split it up. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Do you know what? She's like, personally, I like to do the whole session, but you could split it up. I was like, really? Do you think I could split it up? She was like, yeah, you could split it up. The moral of that story is don't assume everyone speaks your idiot language. What was she talking about? Male comics are always coming up to me and they're like, hey, Natasha, don't you think you're a little attractive to be a comedian? And I'm like, don't you think you're a little ugly to be talking to me? Okay, thank you. I'm Natasha.
Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Jason in the Facebook chat says, my sand people is spot on. So thank you. I'm very glad, you know. I was also working on some sort of some sort of jive talking flying alien. But, you know, it didn't work out. Apparently, it's too racial.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Okay, I won't.
It's,
well, I'm not okay. gonna.
Or maybe actually.
I don't want to do it.
I know.
I'm not.
I said no, but I really meant yes.
No, I ain't doing it.
As most women do.
That's not good, Marie. What? It's not a good message to send out.
You said no, but you meant yes? Like, no, I don't want to have sex with you.
Oh, my God, Marie.
But I really mean yes.
Marie would be the worst rape counselor.
I've been volunteering at the Boys and Girls Club, and I feel like I've been making a difference.
Yeah, well, I can't argue that you have been making a difference. I just think it's a positive one.
I would beg to say girls are looking up to me.
Yeah, they are, and crying.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Yo! Hello, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. It is Tuesday, August 23rd, 2016. You want to get in touch with us, number is 954-573-2780, or hit us up on Skype. Hippo Juice Film is the name of that. My name is Joel Dutch Van Wingerden. I'm here with Royce Lopez.
What up?
Marie Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
Sherry Dahl.
I'm here.
And super producer Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Don't forget.
And Johnny Cakes and Zeri. Sorry, buddy. I never remember if you're on or not.
Woo! What up, bitches?
That was a good
Again,
entrance.
Number is 954-573-2780, or go to morelikeradio.com/live if you'd like to check us out. Or go to youtube.com/morelikeradio.
Yep.
We have a live stream video going on there as well. We also have it on Facebook. We're fucking everywhere. Just search More Like Radio or Dutch and Royce or whatever, and you'll see any of our live streams when we're live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight on More Like Radio.
That is correct, sir.
So, lots going on this week. Let's start with you guys. What did you guys do this weekend?
Oh.
Family time.
Family time.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a lot of people coming in and out of the house this weekend.
My Sarkeesian family time or Lopez family
Both.
Time?
Both.
Oh, really?
So, Armando, who's my grandfather on my dad's side,
I love your grandfather.
You met him at the wedding.
I did.
He had a mini stroke this week.
Oh, no.
Wait,
oh, no.
Hold on. He's okay. He's okay. He's fine. He's fine now.
Guess how fine he is.
I'll explain. Let me tell the story. Fucking. Can I tell a story? Or you just want to... Marie just wants to...
No!
She wants to jump to the end.
Well, it's a good happy ending.
Okay. Well, that's fine. We'll get to it.
Okay.
I want to know because I love your grandfather.
Anyway, Armando... My family was in actually South Florida. We live in Orlando, obviously. But they were staying with my sister who lives down there. And they were staying at the Trump Hotel because my dad's an asshole. not even because he's going to vote for him. Just because...
just because?
To piss people off. They were down there. My grandfather was bent over, trying to pick up the dog or something, my mom's dog. And he said he started seeing double. He got dizzy. And speaking to my mom,
that's Alan's dog.
Speaking to my mom says he couldn't raise his right arm. His speech was going slurry. He said he was dizzy. My dad calls me freaking out, going, "Grandfather had a stroke." I'm like, "Oh fuck," because my grandma had a stroke too, and that's how she died. And I'm freaking out. Then he gets on the phone and he's fine. It turned out he had a blockage. He didn't have a hemorrhage. He had a blockage that apparently he had plaque that was in his shoulder, and when he bent over, it loosened and got clogged in his brain.
Oh shit!
Right. And that's what happened. That's why he had the stroke. Then it passed. So then he was fine. The paramedics are saying, "Look, we have to take you to the hospital. You just had a stroke." But at this point, it already passed. He's like, "No, I'm fine. I don't want to go to the hospital. I'm fine." And they're like, "You have to go." He goes. He's there for a while.
I start getting text messages from my sister. I go, how's Al doing? She says, he's fine. He keeps bothering the Haitian nurses. All right. So he was being really annoying. And apparently my family was getting emotional, and he was telling them things like, can you get out of the room and stop crying, please? I'm going to kill myself if you guys like, and I'm like,
I'm
all right,
this a lot quicker on you.
Yeah. So he's old Cuban guy, very old school, you know,
right?
Deep accent, smoked his whole life, whatever. And he's like, I'm fine. So
how old is he, real quick, for reference?
76 or 7?
70. That's not that old.
No, it's not. It's not. I have young parents and young grandparents.
Royce, by the way, for the listening audience, is 53.
Yeah, he's young.
He's only 53?
Or 54 now.
Just, no, Royce, that we're talking to, Royce.
No, not me. Well, but you almost nailed my dad's head on the head, though.
I wasn't even trying about it. I was making a joke about you.
Nah, he's 54. So anyway, he was doing that. He was being super annoying, slightly racist. And I asked how he's doing and whatever. He was there for 3 days, not because he needed to be there for 3 days, but because the insurance will milk it and do everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, we have to do everything. So, and it turned out he was fine. You know, it was just what they said. They put him on an aspirin regimen, you know, whatever, nothing major.
How weird is that?
Yeah.
Like aspirin will keep you alive.
Yeah.
Just a headache medicine. And then years later, they're like, oh, this also stops heart attacks.
Because it thins your blood. I mean, it's so old school. It was like invented in 1812 or something. And we still use it for that shit. Yeah. So they said that. And he was, you know, like I said, he was fine. So then I sent my sister a text message to see if I got out of the hospital. I go, how's Al doing? She doesn't reply saying anything or nothing. She takes a picture of Al, freshly out of the hospital, wearing a crab bib, eating all-you-can-eat crab with a beer sitting next to it and laughing his ass off. I'm like, fucking, when you're old, it's awesome. He was like, yeah, I had a stroke. Fuck you, Bud Light, motherfucker, and bring the crab. Don't stop it. All the butter. That's
funny.
So
does he still smoke?
He says he doesn't.
He says he's dozen for years.
He still smokes. He's gotten healthier, Dutch, don't you know? He doesn't.
Well, here's the thing, though. If he stops smoking, he'll die the next day.
That's weird. I know some
people.
You
hear about some of these guys. Yeah. They do all these, you know, the doctors tell them, stop smoking, stop drinking beer and wine and everything else that you have. And the second they do it, they die the next week.
Well, check this out. The funny part is that for his whole life, he smoked Marlboro Reds. But then he started getting health conscious in his late 60s, early 70s. So he went to a healthier option in his mind. Now he just smokes Black and Milds. So
there you go.
So apparently, Black and Milds are fine. But, you know.
Well, it's mild.
He's still sneak.
My grandmother, and this is no joke, and I've heard other people say that their grandparents said the same thing. I don't know if it was just like a recycled joke, but she said that whenever she got like a sore throat or got a cold, she would switch to menthols.
Yes.
To cool her throat down.
That is absolutely true. I've had old people tell
me
the same thing. Yep. Or they say when you have a sore throat to smoke cloves also. I've heard that as well.
Right.
Can you still get cloves?
Yeah, you can. They sell them.
I haven't seen one in a while.
You've probably got to go to an actual like tobacco shop.
Right. Yeah. You're not going to gas stations for the most part don't have.
Or ask any hipster.
Lucky Strikes I haven't seen.
Yeah.
I still have Lucky Strikes. I have a pack left over from when Kelsey went to
Argentina.
Yeah. And then the great part is they have this like, crazy pictures. Like
all the crazy cancer ones and stuff.
Yeah, there's a blockage in somebody's lung. And then I don't speak Spanish. What does that say?
Smoking causes cancer.
Okay.
The ones in Canada, the pictures in Canada are pretty bad too. The cigarettes, because they have like pictures of black lungs and you know, you will die if you buy this. It says you will die.
Like the ones that I got when I was in I forget what country I was in, but it was like a picture of like a fetal demise because of smoking. It was like a dead baby. I'm just like, Jesus.
So what, they're like baseball cards, you collect them all?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So
Lucky Strike.
So then he ended up coming up and we took him out for lunch. And he was eating chicken wings. and laughing and saying they made a big deal for nothing. I go, no, they didn't. You had a stroke. And I'm like, he's like, yeah, whatever. I'm fine.
It's what happens when you get to my age. Fuck
yeah.
You.
No, but he's really, I got a
shark mode.
Exactly. I got to say, man, he just fucking, he's like, yeah, whatever. It's fine. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. And he really did look perfectly fine.
Yeah, he looked good.
Unrelated to the story, do they have protesters like at the Trump hotels these days? Or
you know, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't even ask. I'm not sure. That's a good question, but I doubt it, because for the most part, Trump doesn't even own the hotels. They just pay to use his name.
Right.
Yeah, but most protesters are stupid.
Okay,
that is true. But yeah, other than seeing Royce's grandfather, I also saw my father for his, my dad turned 70. Royce's grandfather's 70. What'd you say? Six?
Jesus.
74.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
So yeah, my dad's turning 70 and he doesn't look a day past 60.
It's
the man has not aged
in
10 years.
Thing. I don't know what it is.
He looks great.
I think people that live out in the sun, just after they reach a certain age, they don't look older ever again.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, their skin just calcifies and that's what they look like.
So my dad picked out this really awesome, fancy seafood place out of Tampa where like they do a lot of weird stuff. So like we had deep fried frog legs and alligator hush puppies.
Ooh, those are good.
And I had a deconstructed seafood pot pie, like real snobby type foods, but oh my yeah. God, it was amazing. And then they made this like maple bacon ice cream that was
holy
rolled up into
shit.
What?
Like they house make their ice cream. There was flavor of maple bacon in the vanilla
it
ice
was
cream.
Crazy.
And then they candied maple bacon, stuck it in there, and then rolled the whole ice cream ball in like cornflakes.
It was so weird.
Oh
it was
my God.
So good.
It was like
that sounds delicious.
It was so like, good. It was so
like
good.
That, it's like that bacon shake from Burger King, except classy.
It was just
it was stupid.
So good.
It was stupid good.
Yeah.
But I was trying to take a picture with my dad to celebrate his 70th birthday, and this is the thing, I have not figured it out yet. Royce and I have been scratching our heads for 2 days. My dad refused to let me take a photo because he knew I would post it on Facebook, and he didn't want that.
And I was like, why?
We don't know why. He's suspicious of Facebook.
I'm like, what? Why does it matter?
He doesn't want his pictures out on social media at all?
I guess not.
No, not at all. I have no idea why.
He's okay.
He got upset at me. He's like, no, I'll take the photo with my phone so that I have it.
It was very, very odd.
Well,
hey,
damn. Has to be been fair. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The NSA is spying on all of us, and they're collecting our information.
Thanks,
in order
Snowden.
To pacify us and soft kill poison us. So he has a point.
I guess so.
Hey, people listening on Facebook, if you click the link right here, that you see above me, go to that site. You'll see all our pretty faces. Just FYI. And speaking of Snowden, we saw the trailer for that Snowden movie. It looks really good.
It looks really
yeah.
good. But the fun thing that we did this weekend was after we had lunch with your grandfather, we got Mersh and we went to...
Oh, fucking forgot. Oh, my God. How did I forget? Okay.
So much happened this weekend.
We went to... because Mersh and I are working on this script and stuff, right?
Woo.
So without giving too much detail, it's about an indie wrestler. So we went to one of those really indie wrestling matches in a gymnasium.
Nice.
I can say this. I went expecting the worst thing I would have ever seen in my life. And actually what I saw was so fun. It was a weird experience. The whole thing was weird, but it was cool. So we walk in. And Marie posted the picture in the chat. Look how they packed out that gymnasium.
Now, is this like the AAA league of WWE? Or
no, just like a indie thing, you know?
Huh. It's like the soccer park down the street.
Right.
Because Dutch, they have indie leagues like that you're saying here at the colleges.
Oh, okay.
So
I've been to like the lower form of MMA fights, and those usually get pretty packed out because
these guys
are actually beating the shit of each other. None of them know what they're doing, which is always fun. Yeah. But this is wrestling.
Well, put it to you this way. These wrestling things are like bringer shows for comics where a lot of the people, everybody in the stands, because when we walked in, we paid our $10 and they were like, okay, whose family are you? And we go, no, nobody's. We're just here to see it. And she looked like she was surprised, like she's never heard it before. Because everybody that was in the stands was just family of somebody that was wrestling.
Right. And every
look
time.
At that mohawk.
Every time.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy mohawk.
Every time one woman or man or woman came out, like you could see five people from the crowds would get up and cheer. Like, he's like, oh, well, there's that person's family.
So weird.
It was just the people.
God damn, you're right. That fucking mohawk, dude.
So we were sitting there, and as you could see in the pictures, there's basketball hoops on each side. And Maria and I, you think they would get it? Maria and I both said to Marcia, you think they would get annoyed if we just started playing one-on-one basketball while they were wrestling? Yeah, horse, yeah. And then the ball goes into the ring, and like, little help!
They weren't even serving alcohol there.
No, I kept imagining that there was an AA meeting waiting for the room as soon as the wrestling thing was over.
Does that guy wear a propeller hat?
Yeah.
Yep.
It was not very dignifying. But look, it was fun. The people were super nice.
Was it fun because you guys were just trashing it all at the same time?
We couldn't trash it. Everyone's family was there, and they were all super pleasant.
It was hard to trash it. It's hard to trash
everyone
people when they're nice to you.
Everyone was all pleases and thank yous and holding doors open for everyone else and just smiles.
Oh, the best part, Dutch, was, so, you know, there's good guys and bad guys in wrestling. The bad guys were like, fuck you, screw you guys, yelling at the crowd. But as soon as it was like intermission time, you saw them walking out and like, hey guys, how you doing? Just hugging everybody. I'm like, you can't even pretend for a little bit, you know, like just hugging their family.
The lighting in there is awkward. It's like very,
yeah, it is
sterile
gymnasium.
They might invest in a few boom lights or something.
No, dude. On top of that, look at their film crew. It's two guys with handy cams on each side of the ring.
Holy shit! Good point. They still sell handy cams.
Yeah. Honestly, at this point, there's not an excuse, even if you're a cheap place, to have that setup. GoPros are super cheap. You know.
Yep.
Like, I don't understand. Anyway,
so how'd you find out about this?
Mersh found it online. And
just randomly like, hey, we want to go see an amateur wrestling match.
And I was like,
casual encounter.
Yeah. I was like, I've never done it. So let's fucking do it. And it was weird. Cool. Yeah. It was different. Some of them were good, you know. And there was this one dude who was on like a WWE show like the night before. And he had, you know, lost. But still, there was a big deal that someone was, you know, was there.
Oh, somebody, maybe scouts will be in the audience.
Yeah. Okay. It was
people probably thought Royce was a scout.
There were some young kids who, you know, were just getting into it. There were just some old dudes that you could tell never made it. And they're just out there with their beards and with their gray beards, just going, you know, falling down. And you're like, I feel bad for these guys. But some of them were really good.
I enjoyed
Kelsey and I were flipping through the channels the other night, and just we randomly landed on, actually, it was last night. It was like Monday Night Raw or something like that. And we sat there for like 5 minutes or whatever. And we're just like, this is still a thing? And then I described the whole Fandango thing to her. I'm like, the last time I got into it was when the whole Fandango thing went to.
So they right.
it's all kid friendly now. It's not like the Attitude Era.
They actually had a couple of guys that were doing something Fandango-esque, where they, you know, they had like the fringe gay looking outfits, and they were like putting their hands in little like flare like movements, just kind of like fanning themselves. And there was another dude that was wearing a sexy shirt and came out with a mirror to look at himself. Like they had their characters. I had to give it to them.
It's you know, Dutch, you say that wrestling's still a thing, but I ask you.
Oh, it's huge. No. But I still can't believe it.
Here's what I say to that though, is this. Look at the presidential debates and stuff that's going on. How is that any different than wrestling? Not. It's the same
thing.
I
remember hearing Jim Brewer. He
oh, really?
Had a bit about that, yeah. Talking about how it's the exact same thing.
But it is, isn't it? It's the same thing. It's like, well, Hillary Clinton, I'm going to go to your house, brother, and I'm going to tear it down. I'm like, what? We're voting for these people. They're going to run the free world.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, last week we talked about Ryan Lochte and getting robbed at gunpoint.
Oh, God.
I saw the video, great. Man.
Awesome.
He
Did
lied.
You guys see the video?
Yeah, we saw it. He lied.
He's a big fat liar.
He lied.
No, he basically got a Hammer Time drunk.
Yup.
Him and his swimming buddies, after they were done with their final race,
mm-hmm.
Decided to, when they were on the way back, just we were stopped by a gas station and just destroyed the bathroom. And then when they went to leave, the guy who owned the bathroom, you know, obviously was like, what the fuck? You guys broke my shit.
Yep.
And apparently they have like they had security guards there, like, you know, I guess paid security guards.
Yeah.
Who I guess were just like, you guys ain't leaving. Get out of here. Get out of here. You guys got to pay for this shit. And I guess, you know, Ryan Lochte was drunk enough where he was, you know, motherfucking everybody.
Of course.
And they were just like, sit your ass down. They pointed a gun at him for like 3 seconds, I guess. And then they said, they're like, you got to pay for the shit that you broke. Like, this is going to cost us at least $200 or something like that. And so they forked over the money, put him back in. My question is, why didn't his friends the next day say, yeah, man, that was, yeah, we shouldn't have gotten that drunk. Fucking A, you made the point of the gun at us and everything. Ryan Lochte decides to get on the news and say that he was robbed at gunpoint. A guy put a gun to his forehead and he said, I'm not getting down, man, whatever.
Like, because maybe why would you, what was the point?
Why even say anything?
Because Ryan Lochte? Because Ryan Lochte is a fucking moron. That's
he's
why.
Pretty he's borderline retarded.
He
man.
Is a moron.
He's not even borderline. He just is.
He's just a stupid person.
He's
yeah.
fast in the water, but he's an idiot.
Can you?
This is the guy after the last Olympics tried to trademark the phrase "ja," as in like "ja." Remember that when he had his reality show, his whole thing was "ja."
Oh my God!
I saying, yeah, said ja.
I never
I had that repressed, dude.
I never even watched it to know, but he probably was not even that far off in his own head from how he stretched the truth. If he had to pay $200 to fix something, he probably said I was robbed, and the gunpoint.
That's
thing,
not how he would have said it. I was robbed, bruh.
Robbed, bruh.
Bruh.
Rob, and I was like, whatever.
Bro, he put
it seemed like he was some sort of like American badass. And I think, remember last week when this whole thing first broke, we all of us on the show were like, that none of that happened.
No,
there's no way that happened.
He is just the dumbest person.
He's so dumb.
How is he could only do one thing well, and that's what he does well. He does amazingly well.
Right.
But that's it.
Not gold medal well.
The best, though.
Yeah, not gold medal.
No,
well.
That's a good point.
Yeah, fucking Phelps beat him.
Yeah, but Phelps
in the, what was it, the breaststroke?
But Phelps is basically part blue marlin. So, I mean,
also
he really is.
Titty stroke.
You're right. It is called a titty stroke.
It is called that. You're right. I apologize.
Thank you.
So, what did other people do this weekend?
We bought a dishwasher.
Impulsively. Woo!
And no, we went wild and crazy.
I took a glass out of the cupboard and I was like, oh, there's shit stuck in it. So I set it down. I grabbed another one. I'm like,
you bought a dishwasher that had shit stuck on the inside of it?
No.
And then I set it down angrily and I grabbed a third glass and it had crap stuck in it. So I'm like, we're buying a dishwasher. Let's go to Home Depot.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, our dishwasher was kind of the afternoon with you today, honey. Yay. I was plan on going fishing, but whatever. I guess we're doing this now. Or maybe that's just what I have in my head whenever she makes me do things.
You don't fish.
Well, not with that attitude.
You're like, give me another beer. Can I watch my sports?
I don't think he calls it my sports.
Yeah. No, that was a very...
That's a very Mitch thing to say.
Very Ethel Merman thing to say.
Are you watching your sports?
Watching your sports.
Knock it down in there. I'm watching sports.
Anyways. So.
The Brooklyn Dodgers are playing.
Are you happy with said new dishwasher?
Yes, dishwasher went in very well. I wouldn't say it wasn't too bad to put it in.
It has wine glass holders.
I know. It has wine matters. Glass holders, and it's a nice dishwasher. It washes good. And then I found out, oh, our fucking garbage disposal broken too. Because that started leaking. So now I need to buy one of those.
Right back and got a disposal.
Yeah. And I painted the laundry room doors. And I painted a chalkboard on one of them.
Oh, and we made a shitload of alcohol. I forgot about that part.
Oh, we made alcohol.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, how'd your newest batch come out?
Well, Marie's drinking some of Sherry's wine right now.
I am.
Hey, hello.
My wine, Marie.
Sherry. Well,
share the love over here.
Sherry mailed
you.
A bottle of her wine, and Mitch mailed a bottle of his beer to us as a housewarming gift.
You know, Joel, you drink 6 gallons here.
Yeah, I did. Why? That's I wasn't asking for me. I was asking for the wine
for a friend.
For Kelsey.
I was gonna say we all know Joel and I drink more than all of you. So where's ours?
Oh, we know that.
Send me your address.
That's why I said it.
Send me your address.
Yeah.
don't have our address. You sent us the wedding invitation.
No, we didn't. I don't have wedding invitations yet, dummy.
One of you guys sent us something. You guys sent us a Christmas card with the nude Mitch on it.
Oh, let me see if I still have it.
Well,
should I read it on air if I do?
Yeah, you should. I think it would be a good idea.
I guess. I mean,
everybody send presents to Dutch.
I didn't save it. Mitch has it.
You're an idiot.
Shut up.
You're a drunk idiot.
I am drunk. How did that happen?
Jesus.
I don't even know.
So, Marie, how's her wine?
It is so tasty.
Really?
Yeah, but she would lie if it wasn't. So
it's good. I like it.
It's good. I've drank a half a bottle today.
That doesn't make it good. You're an alcoholic. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Wino.
But winos have standards.
Yeah,
no,
do they?
I had an interview yesterday, and within the first 3 minutes, he called me an alcoholic.
What?
Yeah.
That's not an interview, Sherry. You said intervention wrong.
No interview. He goes, so how has your day been so far? And I was like, oh, good. I mowed the lawn, weeded the garden. And he's like, oh, you know, it's so good after mowing the lawn. He goes, sitting outside and just smelling the fresh grass with a glass of lemonade and maybe with some vodka. And I was like, yeah, but I'm more into wine. And then we started talking about wine. I was like, yeah, my fiance and I, we have 10 gallons of beer, 6 gallons of cider, and 7 gallons of wine brewing right now. He goes, wow, you're kind of an alcoholic, aren't you?
So
I thought I was going to say, do you guys have permits for that? Because that's what I do for a living, is bust, you know, illegal distillery.
We don't sell it, so fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I think you can have like 50 gallons of personal like beer.
Is that the limit?
I think it's 50, something like that, 50 or 25.
My brother-in-law brews his own as well, and I never really asked him. But
wait, there's a limit to how much you can have?
Yeah, for storage.
At any given time?
Because above that, then they see it as distribution, and then you need to...
No, what if you're just a drunk?
Or a hoarder. You're not a drunk if you're never drinking and
anyway,
just hoarding it.
How would they,
I want to hoard wine.
Point. How would they even know, Mitch? Like, how would they even know how
they
much
would,
you have?
That's the thing.
Well, I mean,
I will drink it faster than they can find it.
I hate that we live in a goddamn country where you can't make as much beer as you fucking want.
50 gallons is a lot.
Oh, that's shut up. Beer. What if you live in a Mormon compound? Then what? Well, you don't drink. What if you wanted to make...
Right.
What if you were Amish? Okay, well, that doesn't work. What if you...
What if you're David Koresh?
What if you're David... No, I don't think they drank either. What if you're... Man, there's a lot of people that didn't. A lot of crazy people were sober. Jesus Christ!
What if you were Georgetown?
You accomplish less when you're drunk.
That's a good point.
I accomplish more.
You're right. There's not a lot of drunk serial killers because they don't have the fucking time.
Well, thank you. Thank you again for the wine, Sherry. It's amazing.
You're welcome.
I like getting wine in the mail.
It's amazing how quick I just got Kelsey's address.
Damn.
You didn't put it in the chat room, did you?
She did. I'll put it in the chat room.
No, don't do that.
I mean, I don't care. It's on my address.
No, you don't care.
And I can't believe you didn't post a picture of your dishwasher on Facebook. I would have liked that shit.
Or Pinterest. I'm sure it was very Pinteresting.
Stop getting... We're talking like old people. Can we have to be hip and cutting edge.
Interesting.
We have to be hip and cutting edge. We can't be talking about
dishwashers.
I can
tell you what I did this weekend then.
Oh, on the Twitters, I twittered.
You twittered on the Twitters?
Yes.
What? That's great.
Joss.
What did you do, John?
Did that stage show, that cosplay stage show that I do at conventions, did that this weekend.
All right. How'd that go?
Played to
remind me and everybody what entailed in this stage show?
Basically, we all dress up as like comic book and video game characters, and we put on like like dancing and comedy and whatnot. And there's usually like a story involved. It's kind of like a play.
Well, Sherry posted your address in the chat. I know now you live in 123 Colorado Boulevard in Colorado, Minnesota. So now I can
don't
find
forget
you.
The zip code.
Oh yeah,
867.
The seven
three.
Seven digit.
8675309. I don't think
that's
real.
Zip code.
Nailed it.
I don't think that's real.
Spot on.
So dumb when you're drunk.
I love how much she's cracking herself up right now.
I love that the city is Colorado and the state is Minnesota.
Right.
It's a sovereign nation.
Just someone at Google hire that woman right now.
There she goes.
She can go work for Google Maps.
She broke herself. Jesus.
Man, Sherry never breaks, but when she breaks, it's usually because of something she did.
Oh, she did, you're right.
She is
not everybody else.
Just nobody else is as funny as she is.
Nope. Sherry is crying.
Aw.
Jesus Christ.
She lost.
She's good.
She
lost. Don't worry. She's good.
Sorry, John. What happened with your stage show?
It was actually pretty successful. We played to like 1,200 people.
What?
That's awesome.
That many people show up for these things.
How many panties were thrown up onto the stage?
Three. Both, and then towards the end, one of the axes, we jump into the audience with bags and ask for money.
Throwing axes on the stage?
No. Ask for like walk around and through the audience and ask them for money, and we made 100, and just from that we
got to say that got really interesting really quick. Like first they're throwing panties, now they're throwing axes.
Why are you throwing axes at the audience? I missed the first part. Is this a Juggalo show?
No, I mean we did have fire breathing and juggling with pokeballs. There was a poke circus.
What's a poke circus?
Two ringleaders dress up as Pokemon characters, and then they start juggling Pokemon balls and batons, and they were doing Pokemon puns.
Like?
Don't.
Please?
Don't.
One.
Don't.
Just one.
Don't.
Please?
I want a Pikachu on that dick.
That's
yes.
Not-
you can do what you can do what you please.
I don't get it.
I'm gonna riot you a love song.
Stop I don't get it.
Stop it.
Hey, don't talk with all that food in your meowth.
I don't get it.
Stop.
These are Pikachu.
Tell me more.
These are Pokemon.
Face it, Royce. I'm a champ.
I don't get it.
I'm gonna Charmander the pants off of you.
I get that one.
You know what? I am really Bulbasaur with you right now.
I get that one too. Any more? Keep going.
You have 129 more Pokemon to go.
Quit coughing on me.
No, that's okay.
I don't get it.
You lost it. There.
Coughing is.
I know what it is. It's just not good.
Poison.
I'm going to fuck you and shoot
my they're not supposed to be good. They're supposed to be cringy. But my character, I had a Fallout family. They thought us from the future to do a telethon, and I was dressed up as a Fallout, like a vault dweller.
Like a Fallout boy?
No.
Like a Fallout boy?
No.
Is it Fallout boy? It's Fallout boy.
I like Fallout boy.
The goggles, they do nothing.
They do nothing.
Watch out, radioactive man! Simpsons reference.
Oh, fuck, man. I miss old Simpsons.
But yeah, so that's what I did this weekend. And that's why I'm on doing the show with you guys.
1,200 people in that room? I'm looking at the picture here. Like, how did you fit 1,200? Are you sure it wasn't 12 people?
No, because they had like several rows of chairs. And then there was actually people standing room in the.
So 1,200 people fit into that room.
That was a pretty big room.
Wow. Okay. Well, good for you.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you like a UFC fighter trainer now?
Yes.
Aww. You're a UFC fighter trainer now.
Yes. And then the worst part is he said yes. Okay. Why don't you explain what you're actually doing? And don't use Sherry's vernacular because she'll sound like a
good guy. I am a kickboxing instructor and I developed a
disease
workout program for an hour that involves 12 stations. So it's called 12 Rounds with John.
12 Rounds with John, huh?
Do you have that copywritten yet?
No.
Dutch has to something like that, but the 12 rounds are drinks, and they're on Dutch. 12 rounds with Dutch. That's your
belly
show, Dutch.
Shot.
Dutch, that's your solo show. You drink
it's
alone.
12 rounds for Dutch.
12 rounds.
And
Dutch,
what really sucks is that I got a lot of friends down here. They're like, oh man, hey, oh you do, oh you teach, oh, and they ask me like where it is, and Royce and Marie, they know where it is. It's all the way out in like boon fuck Egypt. And it's so like when I tell people where it is, like, oh man, it's so far. I'm like, well, don't fucking ask me to join.
Where's Boonfuck? Hold on. Hold on. Where's Boonfuck? Is that by the Sphinx?
No, that's out in the Everglades.
Okay.
Serious question.
Everglades, yes. Egypt.
Where's it at?
It's
how
the
can
second...
I get there from Minnesota?
You would have to fly to Fort Lauderdale and then take an Uber, or I could pick you guys up
to
and
boom
then drive
fuck.
You to an ice skating rink, which the boxing gym is on.
I don't do good with ice skates. I'm that's from Minnesota, fine. But I don't do good.
Now,
with ice
here's
skates.
A question.
Well, that's great.
Hold on.
It's on the second floor above the ice skating.
Here's
rink,
a
so
question.
No ice skating involved. Yes.
How do you kickbox wearing ice skates on ice? Is it not slippery?
It's dangerous.
Kickboxing on ice.
I'd watch
and
that.
And what round do you have to get to start throwing axes?
Yeah.
At least the third.
Is there a level where I have to destroy a car a la Street Fighter?
That's in the middle of the fourth.
When am I allowed?
That's what you should do, John. You should do kickboxing outside and have people destroy cars. Just beat them and punch them till they break.
Well, what I've done is there's one of the trainer's cars. We put it in neutral and we actually push it up and down the parking lot.
Didn't Hammy do that?
Well, no. Yeah, well, he has a Prius, right?
No. No, not Hammy. Hammy's not gay.
Okay.
Yet.
Hammy's a hunk.
Don't lie either.
Hunk of love.
But we have so many gay guys that love you for you.
Who, me?
You like me for me.
I listened to that today.
Of course you did.
Not because you look like Cleopatra.
There's that Egypt reference again.
Dunk.
I like her for her. Not because she's fat like Cindy Crawford.
Well, I like wer for wer.
Whom for whom?
I like whom for whom.
Whom for whom?
I like whom for whom. I like this game. This game's more fun than that stupid song.
I do that, but nobody shows up to my classes, so I think this might be like the last week of that.
What if you just bring stuffed animals and you put them in front of each boxing thing? It'll be adorable and class will be full.
I've thought about that.
What if you put dogs and you teach a dog class?
So they got to beat up dogs?
No, the dogs are doing a punching kickboxing thing.
Dog fighting. Illegal dog fighting.
No, they don't fight each other.
Illegal.
They don't fight each other. Okay, John, this is what you do. You start a dog walking business.
I like it so
you
far.
You walk the dogs into the gym. You plant them down in front of the thing. You put boxing gloves on the dogs, and you let them exercise for 30 minutes, and then you walk them back to their house.
Okay, first off, I want to start with the amount of shit that you're going to have to clean up is going to be ridiculous.
No, they shit before they get to the class.
Oh, every one of them.
Yeah.
How many dogs are you thinking here?
30.
That's too many
that's
dogs.
That's way too many for my class. I have 12 stations.
First off, John's going, that's too many for my class. He's already considering it.
Okay, well,
but he knows
you
he
have to have one dog that holds...
At this point, because, Royce, you know, what
no,
the fuck?
No. You have one dog that has to hold the bag, and the other dog punches. So you double up dogs to punching
at
bag.
At most, you're at about two dogs per station. You got 12... or a couple stations will have three dogs, but they're on a rotator, so you go from one to the next to the next.
And then the boxing gym gets the money because you use the money you earn from walking the dogs to pay for the classes.
Sorry.
So then how do I get money?
Sorry.
Because the boxing gym pays you.
Sorry. Okay. Dogs boxing is just something I can't get my head around. I like my dogs playing poker. That's the only way that I will actually believe a dog is doing something beneficial.
Can I tell you the real problem?
What's the real problem?
You have 12 stations and people only have 10 fingers. They can't count to 12.
No, see what you do, Royce.
Well, what do you think your toes are for, dummy?
John, listen up, because Royce poses a good problem. But as long as you tape little dog treats up high enough on the boxing mat, then they will jump up on their haunches and then they will start going after those dog treats and it'll look like they're boxing.
Well, I taught Sterling to dance with me.
Well, what if they accidentally, like, you know, gnaw on the equipment because I don't have money to pay for the equipment?
No. Hold on a second. Let me, Sherry, by you mean you taught Shirley?
Let me get a treat. I'll be right back.
Call me Shirley.
Mitch, by Sterling dancing with her, does that mean she just picks him up annoyingly and spins him around?
She doesn't even spin him.
Okay.
So what happens is she like holds him and then basically has to like avoid him attempting to hump her while
what it is she's like, Sterling dance, but he knows shake, so he can do that. But then she just puts a treat in her mouth, so then he jumps up and he's like, oh, I want that treat.
Speaking of Sterling, what the hell happened?
Hold on. Here we go. He's on the
They're going to dance. Yeah.
He's not even going
to
do
listening
it.
Listening to the podcast, going to more like radio.
He jumps up and he wants the treat.
He's so tall. Well, Sherry's short. I was going to say he's tall, but yeah. Sherry's short.
She's fun
he's
size.
So tall.
You're dancing with him?
That's a pretty good trick. I like the Sherry, I like your trick. It looked good.
Thanks.
It's not even a trick. He's just jumping up.
Shut up. I don't care.
It works for me.
But Sherry, Mitch, so what the hell did Sterling get into that his face swelled up?
Oh yeah. So
AIDS.
I think he's so this was my fault, but we have a raspberry patch. And there's
that is your fault. I didn't know you.
I always see bees in there, so I was
bees.
Bees. Yeah,
there's anal bees all over.
Bees.
Bees everywhere.
So I was having a raspberry, and Sterling was there begging. I'm like, "Oh, you can have a raspberry too."
Can I point out that ever since we got Sterling, he's like, "We can't let him have raspberries, so he doesn't get a taste for them, so he doesn't go in the garden."
Yeah, and now he doesn't jump. He doesn't jump up onto the garden. He doesn't jump into the garden. He just jumps up onto it and gets the ones off of the edge. Well, I think he found some bees or something in there, and they stung him above the eyes. So above both of his eyes, he was all swollen up. And I gave him some Benadryl, and he was all fine.
Aw, poor guy.
Did you have to get, the stinger out of his, face or something?
Nah, I wasn't going to go that far, and it went away on its own.
He'll
so.
Be fine. It's fine.
By the way, the video stream is down.
What?
In the chat room, whichever one we're using there.
But these dog photos are adorable.
We've been thinking about getting a second dog, but I can't find a dog that's as cute as Sterling.
Corgi.
They're expensive.
I really want one, but they're expensive. Mitch said yes.
What about a Shiba Inu?
You should
I really like Swedish Valhuns also.
Also expensive.
Even more expensive than Corgis.
They're like the size of Corgi.
How much was Sterling? Wasn't he pretty expensive too?
$600. He was cheap.
No, he was $600.
By
but
expensive,
I
mean over $1,000.
Yeah. Like corgis are like $2,000 or $1,500.
Jesus Christ! Fuck that.
My dog was like $15 million after the fucking medical bills.
I'm better off just like stealing a corgi.
That's why we foster them.
You paid $1,500 for that piece of shit dog.
Pepper.
Pepper.
$1,200.
Okay, she was 12. I talked her down.
$1,200. What?
For that breed.
I was in a moment.
I want you to be in a moment and send me to Denver to spend time with you.
Perfect. I can do that.
Yes.
Hey, why don't you go fuck yourself? No, I love before the show, Sherry and Mitch are like, "Oh, we missed Royce and Marie so much. We missed you guys, blah, blah, blah." And all of a sudden, big
not a competition.
No, shut up. Hold on. Shut up. I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish. Shut up. Shut up, Mitch. Shut up.
I know we're all talking
because I'm looking mad.
Shut up.
It was Sherry that said she wanted to hang out with you guys.
I did. I really tried hard to go to your housewarming party for 24 hours.
I don't want to leave my
own. Okay, first off, Sherry, I'm going to say something. You love us until fucking Moneybags Kelsey comes along, and then we're fucking old news. Old Money news, Lopez. Things? Yeah.
Hey.
How do you think I paid for him?
Hey,
literally stuff them with nickels.
First of all, eat a dick. I tried going to your house for 24 hours, and I was told no because it's too expensive.
Who told you no? Oh, Sterling? Oh, Mitch.
So I really
all right,
tried.
So here's what we're doing. We figured it out.
Buy a dishwasher.
What I wanted to do
I would have given you one.
Just show up to your housewarming party without even telling you. I really wanted to do that.
See, now I think this is a double fake, and I think you're going to come anyway. Because if I were you, I'd pull the double fake, which would be like, "Oh, I couldn't make it." And then when you show up, be double surprised.
Kelsey, will you buy me an airline ticket to Orlando I don't seem like it?
Hey!
I'm buying you a ticket to go see Royce and Marie.
Hey, I invited you guys to the party. Both of you didn't even... Hold on. Kelsey and Dutch, I invited both of you to the party.
You're the richest on the show, so there's that.
I didn't get an invitation.
Yes, you did. Don't fucking lie. I invited you and Dutch. Oh,
where?
Hold on. Hold on.
What party?
I feel like I just no invite on my end.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
You don't even pay attention to Facebook.
No, we have no invitation from Royce.
What is Facebook?
Exactly. I'm looking. I didn't invite you guys, but if Royce did, I'm going to...
Oh, see? Marie just admitted she didn't even invite
us. She didn't even want us there.
Well, you see, got...
No, I don't like this.
You got... Hold on. You guys live in...
No, your wife just said she didn't want us there. Okay, fine. Bye.
Whatever. Yeah, Royce, they're not on the invite list.
Oh, assholes. We could have been on a plane.
Wow.
Well, okay, you still can. Watch this. I'm inviting you right now.
No, too late now. No, not now. We're forcing you.
We're not forcing me. I would love you guys to come. Oh, God, I'm getting guilty.
Found out you didn't invite us kind of thing.
No, I feel guilty now. No, I would have invited you. I don't know you guys would have really come. Dutch doesn't like me normally off the air.
This is my fault. I did this.
Oh, look, I just got a notification.
Invite. Decline button on there, honey?
Oh, Royce. Yeah, how do I decline?
Don't decline it! Guilty! You can stay at the house. Please come over.
Put a sad face, thumbs down, with a poop emoji.
Don't do that. No. Don't hit it. No, please. We're not.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Right.
I can't go because we weren't really invited. He said you can't go. Message Royce now because you hate us.
Yeah. No, don't do that. Please don't do that.
It's happening because we were never invited.
I never RSVP'd, so I just did.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
How did you not invite us to a housewarming party when Royce, Joel doesn't even know this, I tried to get Royce to fly out here the day before.
He does know that. He does know. Yeah. I didn't know.
Like, hey, can you come tomorrow, like at 11 a.m.?
All right, fine. Guess what?
Oh, here's the thing. Royce would have done it, but he's not a good friend with me. So
right.
Hold on. Like for some reason, we've been doing this show for 7 years.
Okay.
We didn't have a problem until just now.
Let me explain. I'm gonna explain myself. I'm gonna dig my way out of this.
I feel really bad right now.
Let me dig my way out of this. Here's what happened.
All four of you.
Here's what happened. Hold on. Hey, shut up.
Drunk and loud, obnoxious. But I didn't think you guys really hated us.
Shit. Okay, so I get it now. Dutch, but before
we
the
told
show,
you about our New Year's plans.
Shut up, Sherry. You're not helping here. You started this.
I stumbled into that conversation. I don't think you guys were really going to play.
No, that's not true. As a matter of fact, they were even looking up flights from Denver to
the
Atlanta,
last dinosaur
to Denver. The last dinosaur. And, no, Dutch. Honestly, here's what happened. I'll tell you. I wasn't going to invite anybody out of the state. I invited Mitch and Sherry as a goof because I knew nobody was actually going to come from another state to be here one day. That's what happened.
You know what friends do? Include other friends on the goof.
I thought friends don't let friends drive just drunk.
That's all.
All right. Well, you know what? You are included, Dutch, and now I'm waiting for you to say yes.
Now I force-armed you on it, and now it's not fun.
No, it's not. I want you to come. If I would have known that there was... Now, I hate this because I would rather make fun of Dutch, but if I would have known that you would have legitimately come, I would have absolutely...
Well, he has money. Said how do you assume they wouldn't go?
Would legitimately come, so your entire argument is moot.
No, I didn't know you would actually come, for real.
Knew that he wasn't going to come, but you still invited him.
Yeah, so you suck,
Mitch,
Royce.
And Sherry.
I know that was a goof because we talk to them every day, unlike you, because you don't like being in our little groups. Turned it around.
No, you really didn't.
Shut up.
She's involved, and she tells me.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Got an invite.
I'm trying to run an empire here.
Hey, that number two, Kelsey, you were invited because I invited everybody in the same group chat that we're in, but you're not in there anymore. So that's on you. You would have known.
You X me out.
Why'd you kick her out?
She's still in there.
If you're in there, then we've been talking about the party and you've said nothing.
Every other minute. I'm sorry. I save lives and have to look at vaginas.
Oh, I don't care if you save lives. I save lives too. I save lives too. How do you think drunk girls get from bars home? Me, that's saving a life.
Therefore, he also looks at vaginas.
I also look at vaginas. Not meaning to, but it happens.
No, when I try to check up on the Fargo chat, I need a solid hour of scrolling back for like 5 days. What is going on?
You guys are, I mean, it's
like
no...
Every 5 minutes.
It's no secret that you guys are like bestest buddies as far as couples go.
Yeah, I get that.
We know where we are. Just I like the...
Oh, fuck you. Yeah.
You guys would...
Fuck you.
You guys would be just as good
fuck
a friend
you.
If you weren't always not able to participate in the chat.
Yeah, I tag you on things on Facebook. You don't say nothing.
Jobs.
We feel like you guys abandoned us.
Yeah, you left us. You were in the group and you left us.
No, nah.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Because every time I make any comment in our Fargo chat, like I have nothing important to say.
Have 5, you know,
it takes me an 15,000 to go through
paragraphs of nothing important to say.
Do you realize you could just reply fart and it would have contributed to the chat?
You know what? I'm going to just start texting you pictures of, like, this morning I put my makeup on while I was having my morning bowel movement and be like, hey, Fargo chat, here you go.
You should do that. That's exactly what we do.
We do the same thing.
We take pictures of our legs when we're going to the bathroom.
Yeah. So,
and I bet you don't have a squatty potty like me.
Yes,
we do.
Oh, really? I don't. I'll be right back.
If I had a squatty potty, I would pretend I was a unicorn.
We do have a squatty potty.
Joel's mom gave it to me for Christmas. First year girlfriend. Squatty
potty. Joel's mom is the best.
Yeah. And a robe. It was really soft.
And she's trying to move into her neighborhood.
Like next door.
Your mom?
Next door, yes. Yeah, my mother she's trying to sell the house that her and my dad had awful memories in.
Well, they no longer need 12 bedrooms, so.
No, they don't.
True.
Well, then again, this was like the 18th house that they've moved into since I was a kid. So it didn't have 12 bedrooms. I think it had like maybe 5 or 6. But yeah, she's attempting to move in like across the street or down the road from me. And I'm just like, mother, no. And then what did she say?
We told her she could only live as close as it takes for us to load up a lawnmower, not walk across the street.
Right, because that means I would have to mow a lawn, the whole driveway, and all that kind of nonsense.
Now, if you would like to go look at the Fargo chat, you will see that I also have a squatty potty.
It's in the more like radio chat as well.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if they can see it.
Do you have to take your shorts off to use it?
Oh, normally, you do. You can't just pull them down because you got to. You got to spread your legs.
I can do that.
Maybe you can, but I prefer to be spread eagle.
He takes his pants off regardless.
I hate wearing pants.
I just don't wear pants.
When I was a kid, I used to get completely naked before I took a shit.
All right. Now, with that being said, I want to publicly say on air that if you guys would, you guys stay here. You would have a place to stay. Please come. I want to hang out with you guys. I love you guys. We invited them as a goof. We don't invite you guys as a goof because you guys really don't respond to stuff on Facebook, which is fine, but I'm not going to be guilted. Now, my party is open. If you don't come to my party, I'm going to assume and say you don't love me, which is...
No.
You assumed right.
Hold on, Kelby. here's the thing. You're the only person who can make you feel guilty. So you would have to have a reason to feel guilty.
Hey,
if
Dutch,
you didn't do anything wrong,
Dutch,
why you feel guilt, by my
Dutch,
friend?
Dutch, I'll
he
tell you.
He feels guilty because he should have invited you.
By the way, Dutch, I also have a mother who guilts me, so that line doesn't work on me. It is I have been shielded from
that
line.
Isn't that a great one?
But that is... Okay, this aside,
bitch's way of arguing is great when you're talking to other dudes.
It's the worst. No, that's a mom. That's what my mom tells me.
My mother and my 9 sisters,
everybody,
and my girlfriend try to pull that shit on me all the time. And I'm like, nah, not happening.
That being said, my house is open. I would love my friends, Dutch and Kelsey, to come and stay here and hang out and have friendship time with me. Because you know what? Did we not tell you we were going to try to go up to see you in October to see the Floozies with you guys? Oh,
yeah, but
so
we haven't
I don't
bought plane
fucking
tickets.
Hear it.
We haven't
yeah,
bought
you
plane
haven't.
Tickets.
Not only that, but didn't we say that New Year's Eve, instead of going to Atlanta, how about we go to, Colorado? Hello. We have a house. We have beds.
Houses.
You don't have to spend for. Yes. We have multiple areas where everybody can stay.
I found we're
sort of a central sort of left destination, right?
No, for us it would be far. For Florida, it'd be far, but
for Mitch and Sherry, it'd probably
be easy.
Right.
Yeah,
I think it was more expensive.
What we were saying
is that what it's coming down to is just plane ticket prices.
Yes.
Hey, I'm broke.
See from here on out.
I'm trying to plan a wedding.
Now, what we were saying
I'm
was
broke. She's trying to plan a wedding.
What we were saying is that this year. It's the cheapest flight.
How does Royce feel? This is his wedding too.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm made of money.
You got that Uber money coming in.
Yeah, that's big Uber checks.
Royce has a lot on his plate with Royce Lopez Presents.
I have a lot of irons in the fire. Okay.
What's the name of the title? What's the title again?
Royce Lopez presents a Sherry and Mitch wedding extravaganza featuring DJ Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
That's what it is. Okay, that's the full title.
You both, all four of you, are welcome to sleep in our house. I only have one guest bed, so you can sleep in that, or one of you couples can use the air mattress. But I'm not gonna
guest bed and a non-working toilet that they yell at you 3 days later and didn't tell you that it didn't work before.
I told you, but you were drunk. So yeah. I should have known better.
Exactly. Hand in hand, my friend.
Listen, we all learned a few life lessons this evening. So yeah.
You know what sucks? What sucks now is that off the air, after the show is over, I'm going to send a real Royce, not on the air Royce, text message to Dutch and Kelsey saying, I really want you guys to come. I hope you're not mad at me. Dude, and Dutch is going to say, I was just fucking with you. Because.
And then I'm going to say, no, we only really want Kelsey to be there.
Okay.
All right, you want to talk to Dutch and I, you need to actually text us because we don't live in Facebook world. So just
no, you're right. You're right. But here's my excuse. I have Sprint in Davenport. My text messages don't go through, period. So well, use Facebook because I live in the 21st century.
If we honestly,
and I don't have friends, so I don't text or call anyone.
If we honestly,
the last time I was drunk, I wanted to text Dutch and I got his number from Mitch and I texted him, right, Dutch?
Yes.
Ooh, I got a little girlfriend crazy. Can I tell that story?
Well, wait, what? Break.
Oh, yeah, we're going to break. Yes, but I would like to hear
we want to hear your stories.
Yes.
All right. Absolutely legit.
We're coming back. That's Royce.
All right.
More Like Radio! MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
Bless Sully Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc, and you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows, and you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room, because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit, and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube, for fuck's sake. And jelly babies. Do what you will with that. Listen, click the link, and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use a promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
You know, with the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Hey, man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. MoreLikeRadio.com.
It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
You're listening to MoreLikeRadio.com. We're all drunk.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Let's see what you got.
Any more poets in the audience?
I mean, do you really do poetry?
Improvisers.
I do. Dancers. And I will.
We got somebody.
What?
Okay, we got somebody. All right. Give it up, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
No pressure.
We'll see. It's good.
Yeah.
This is a work in progress. So, slam poetry, yelling, angry, waving my hands a lot, specific point of view on things. Cynthia, Jesus died for our Cynthia's. Jesus cried, runaway bride. Julia Roberts. Hurts. Cynthia. Cynthia. You're dead. You are dead. You're dead. That's for Cynthia. She's dead.
Second hour. Jess and Royce here at MoreLikeRadio.com. MoreLikeRadio.com/live. We want to check out the live video stream with the chat room. That's a good place to go every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight. If you're listening to the podcast and you want to check us out live and have all that fun nonsense, that's where to go. If you're listening to us live and want to call in, the number is 954-573-2780. Or don't. Because not a lot of people do these days. We used to get calls all the time back in the day.
People don't use their phone for anything but texting now. I firmly believe that.
So if you want to do the chat room nonsense, like I said earlier, MoreLikeRadio.com/live, or YouTube has a chat room. The Facebook feed has a chat room. We got chat rooms everywhere.
YouTube,
we'll chat your face off.
In the YouTube chat, we have a Daniel saying, "Tell Dutch to save some money up for plane tickets. About 3 days sober should work if you don't spend it on booze." So that's what he's saying. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Is my brother Daniel?
No, I don't know.
Maybe it was Abracadaniel.
No. Either way. Let's see. Okay. Well, I mean, this isn't necessarily a Florida story, but it's a follow-up to remember that thing that happened a couple years ago where that guy was eating the face off of
Yep.
And everybody thought it was bath salts and
yep.
apparently, it wasn't that.
He was just really into eating faces.
He was really
into new faces. Bizarre details are trickling through the inexplicable case of a Florida couple killed in a violent face-eating rampage. Austin Harriff, a soft
This is a different face-eating story. We talked about the story last week.
This is a different one.
This story we talked about last week was an FSU student.
It's still an update, though.
It's just a different dude. There's two face-eating stories in Florida. Sorry, folks.
What the fuck is going on with your state?
Crazy kids are going to Florida State University. How about that?
Austin Harriff, a sophomore at FSU, was spending his summer break with his family when deputies said he snapped, killing two of his neighbors, stabbing a third, and chewing on the face and stomach of one of his dead victims. Let's see. Weeks after the attack, Harriff
gonna work here no more.
Harriff is on fire.
Didn't need any water. He just wanted to let the motherfuckers burn. Remained sedated with the breathing tube in Palm Beach County Hospital. Earlier comments from officials suggested that his prolonged sedation may have been due to something else he ingested. Now deputies say he was guzzling chemicals he found in the garage.
Wait, what?
The hospital speculates, based on what they're seeing in his body fluids, that perhaps he ingested something caustic from the garage, Martin County Sheriff William Snyder said.
Rob Schneider.
So far, Harriff tested negative for common street drugs, including marijuana, heroin, and cocaine.
My first guess was marijuana.
Yeah, because that's what do people. Every time I smoke pot, I want to eat someone's face.
Yep.
Further toxicology reports are due in a week or so, including tests for bath salts and flaca. What's flaca?
Waka flaca flame.
I don't know. What's flaca with you?
When the teen first arrived at the hospital, deputies told him, "Test me. You won't find any drugs." When the 19-year-old was released from the hospital, deputy says he'll be charged with two counts of first-degree murder, attempted murder, armed burglary, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, so follow up that story. Apparently, he just drank a lot of shit in his garage.
And in the victim's garage or his garage?
His own.
Hmm. And then he went to a Duffy's.
I guess. Have you guys ever, like, gotten high on something that, like, wasn't...
Life.
I hate you.
Really. Number one answer on the board, guys.
Survey says, you know what I mean? Like, have you guys ever done anything like not like just
like inhalants
or yeah, just any like those random shit?
No,
stuff that like isn't like of the norm. Like, I remember the first time I ever got high. I might have told you the story in there and tell me if I have, but I think I was like 12 or 13 years old. And my dad, who's a slave driver, was basically building a new greenhouse and was making all of his kids work on the construction site.
Hey, Dutch, do me a favor. Considering your family's Dutch, don't call anyone there a slave driver.
Oh.
Because it hits way too on the nose.
No. We're slave sailors.
Oh, okay.
Just transport them from one continent to another.
Now you do it.
Don't say, I'm the captain now.
Now you do it in cars. I get you. So it's a slave driver.
Now we do it. Exactly.
Gotcha.
So we were putting in these like big, you know, 6 to 8 inch like water main lines, you know, so basically
sprinklers.
Before they pour the concrete, it was water lines for the greenhouse.
Sprinklers.
No, this is before the sprinklers. This is just greenhouse. They need water for greenhouses because of the plants in there. And before they poured the concrete, they dug these big ass trenches. And basically they had a crew of dudes who were like pushing in these big, you know, 8-inch lines. And my job was I had to be down in this trench and put the
fend off the Germans.
And give a back rub to all the dudes, all the hard working dudes.
No. I was at the connections at each of these, you know, 20-foot long pipes.
Dutch,
oh, look at this guy.
Your story, I know it's not supposed to sound gay, but sounds just like a gay porn.
It does. And you know what? The more
I was just laying pipe.
Laying this pipe.
Stars.
Well, hold on. Let me just finish real quick and then you can. So I put primer and glue on this stuff. Well, when you're in a confined space with all those chemicals around, I remember my dad coming to me. He came over at one point. He was like, "Joel, how long have you been down there?" And I was like, "I don't know, like an hour or two." And he was just like, "Son, get out of it. Get, go get some fresh air. He could see that I was high from glue fumes.
You're gonna eat the face.
I remember just being completely fucked up at like age 12 from sniffing glue and primer in an enclosed space for like an hour at a time. And I remember like having the worst headache of my entire life. You guys ever done anything like that? Like,
yeah, I
know, but that explains you that
like regular drugs.
I the first time I ever tried to get high, like when I was
I got high.
Was the whippets like from the whipped cream can?
Oh, the CO2 cans
from the cans, yeah. And I was
whipped cream, yeah.
Which was okay, but I mean, whipped cream tastes better than the high, so I just mostly ate whipped cream.
So I just ended up eating whipped cream,
which was still delicious, if I'm being honest. But no, I mean, I think we've all done that, like smelled a magic marker too long, you know, or a permanent marker too long.
I haven't. I sniffed just enough watermelon. But not too much.
Yeah, you really had an antiseptic childhood, didn't you?
I was safe, and I walked the straight and narrow, and I got good grades, and I never missed school.
And then I married Royce.
And then I did all of it in my 30s.
And now she's a fucking problem.
Oh boy. Know how to be a responsible problem.
She's a responsible problem. That perfectly describes Marie.
Yes, Kelsey in the back?
I'm sorry, I'm really happy you brought it up. I have a really good one for you.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
To answer your question. I just learned this today at 1700 from my patient that delivered.
I don't know what 1700 means.
5 p.m. 5
o'clock.
Okay.
Yep. She delivered her baby at CJC, which is our county jail here in Colorado Springs, and came in with the baby already delivered. But here's what I learned today. Imodium. If you take over like 24 tabs of Imodium, you can get
the diarrhea medicine.
The anti-diarrhea medicine.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
You can hit a level of high by taking an excessive amount of Imodium, and you get extremely constipated, but you have a little bit of a high. So if you're that broke,
all
you have to do is go to Walgreens and get some.
I have plenty of Imodium right now. I could go grab some.
Wait, so
you don't want to get constipated.
Your intestines will like dissolve.
Well, that's a thing.
As of today, this is a heroin addict mother that delivered and told me. I was asking her when her last high was, and she said, well, I did heroin a month ago, but I got a hold of some Imodium, and you take X amount.
I've never heard
of
that.
My patient taught me that today.
What?
So I need to research it.
That's funny, because I've heard of like robo-tripping, where you take a lot of like Robitussin. Yeah, that kind of shit. Or like when you take Ambien and you force yourself to stay awake. Like,
right.
You know,
that's
like
a normal high.
It's basically like jerry-rig type highs.
Yeah. Getting high on Imodium.
I never know that. Wow.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay.
And her poor baby was like tweaking, but that's another
story. Have you guys ever taken salvia?
What's that?
No,
I haven't.
No, I haven't.
I have.
Yes. So, what? Sherry, you want to tell your experience?
What?
I felt like I was falling, and the person I was with, I was clinging on and like scratching because I felt like I was falling. And then I laughed a lot.
Did you?
And then it was over.
Well, did you do this? Did you
cover one eye?
You didn't cover an eye?
No.
Oh, whenever Sherry gets drunk or
No, not high. When I get high, I just get quiet and awkward.
Oh no, when you get high, you
and
do
then
this.
You guys. And then you guys confront me on it, and then I get embarrassed. And then she want to go to sleep.
And then
this
she
is what
left.
You do when you get high.
We were outside. Everyone's having a good time. And then she takes one hit, and she's like, I'm embarrassed. And she rocks away and runs away.
I'm going to bed.
Well, no, what Salvia was, what she was talking about, basically, it's this, you know.
90s rock band.
No, that's saliva.
Oh!
No, salvia is
a type of plant.
It's a type of plant that basically you take a hit of it like you would smoke weed, and the high hits you immediately. Like almost as soon as you blow it out, it hits you, and you're fucked up for about 60 to 90 seconds.
But
and
it feels like, but it feels like forever.
It feels like an eternity.
A minute and a half high. That's it.
A minute and a half high.
Yeah, and then you're fine.
It's nuts, because the first time I ever did it. This is what I remember, and then I'll tell you what actually happened according to my friends when it happened. I remember like taking a hit of it and then basically going, is there a leak in here? The floor is wet. And then I remember my friend trying to steal my shoes and me trying to get my shoes back from my friend. When I snapped out of it, he was just like, they're just laughing at me, and they're just like, dude, you kept taking your shoes and throwing at us and telling them that they were wet. I swear to God, that's what I remember, and that's what they told me.
What is it you did?
Salvia.
What is that?
It's a legal drug that you can buy at any head shop, and it's a basically it's a hallucinogenic drug that has a very small half-life. Like it just a minute to 90 seconds, but it feels a lot longer than that. It
feels like forever.
It taps
like I felt like I was falling off of the earth.
I think we should get some.
It
bit.
Taps into that weird spot.
I would do it again.
If it's only a minute.
Yeah, it taps into that weird spot of your brain that, like, you know, where LSD just kind of sits and lives, and then you have that. It hits that, like, really quickly. And it's legal. It's still considered a legal drug that you can get in just about all the states. So
we can get it at Sex World, Mitch.
Sex World.
Off Washington in Minneapolis.
I think for home, what we should do, since we're talking about it now, all three couples should go get salvia, and then next week we have to one by one do it live on the air.
Didn't Joe Coletta do that?
Back in the day, we tried to do this on air.
Joe Coletta already did this.
Yeah.
Who did?
Joe Coletta.
Oh, we did?
Joe Coletta did.
Simpsons did it.
He's done it a few times, actually.
Damn it.
We can all get on air and just do it together.
At the same time.
How about
everyone at the same time?
No, not at the same time. I feel like one couple, one person per couple can only do it at that time.
Atlanta.
Or
Denver.
Oh, so, okay, here's the thing. We're not trying to steal Joe's bit. We'll just say this is a Coletta bit, and then we'll just do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's not the first person to do drugs on air.
Or he hasn't.
Very good point.
On drugs and doing my Facebook checkup.
Raising.
Yeah, never mind. No, I mean, I'm like,
hey,
and
get the fuck
behind
out of the office
on knowing,
dude,
what happened with Joe.
Hey.
Not Joe.
Dude!
Get out of here.
Do you see how big he is?
Dude, he's so big.
Yeah, so he just pissed in the house for the first time in 2 weeks.
Aw.
He got in trouble. Oh, cry.
Oh, there he is. Oh,
there he is.
Nobody can see anything. You guys are not live.
There he is.
Yeah, we're live on the audio feed. I don't know what's going on with the video feed. I'm trying to figure it out while you guys are talking.
I can see dude.
Oh, I feel better.
Oh, yeah, we can see him.
You know what dude did this weekend? Chewed the shit out of my cell phone because I left it out, apparently. It was a bad idea, and he cracked all of my screens. Well, get your dog out of here. It's your dog.
Get your dog out of here.
It's your dog.
Yeah.
You just called him over, and now you're yelling at him to leave.
Yeah.
He's, he's going to be so confused.
I got to take this call.
All right, then. So take the call.
So the thing about doing salvia on the air is I would not want it to be promoted to my Facebook.
Yeah.
My family wouldn't need to know, even if it is a legal drug.
Yeah, I agree.
I want my family to know.
Your dad would be like, I've done better.
He's never done salvia.
We'll see.
No, my dad's not.
That love.
Go ahead. Eh. My dad was never a big drug guy. He did maybe pot, but nothing.
Yeah, he always talks about pot.
He likes pot. He had it a couple times, but he was a beer guy. That was his thing.
Warm beer
because no one else would drink it. He was an alcoholic. Like, he was bad.
Like, beat you bad?
No, he never beat me, but he was the bad kind of alcoholic that
his mom beat him.
Could
sober.
Never stop, and he would lose entire days at a time.
Mm.
You know, he was that kind of alcoholic, and then he stopped, so.
Our dads would have got along real good in their youth.
Oh, they would have been best of friends.
He never would have remembered their friendship.
No, they wouldn't have. They would. Yeah.
Any reason behind it, you think?
My dad?
Yeah, like, why do you think? Like, was he a vet? Like,
anything
like that?
Because my dad was a well driller, and he basically took over the family business of drilling wells at 16 because he watched his dad die on the job. So that was basically what sent him down the drinking spiral.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
like I never met my grandpa, but he got buried in a well collapse.
Ooh.
So
I was going to say, I hope you didn't meet your grandpa, because if you did, that means your dad would have been 15 when he impregnated your 14-year-old mom.
Right. But, yeah, I think that's what started it.
Yeah, I would imagine. I my dad, that's pretty traumatic, well, yeah.
At that age.
Yeah, it's not okay.
He's saying how most of the people that he used to hang out with are dead now because of alcohol.
Wow.
Mm. Interesting. How old is your dad?
58.
Okay. My dad just picked up drinking like in the last decade. And he
mine is 27 years sober.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, mine was, you know, super religious, you know, Dutch Baptist. You know, everything that, you know, gives you pleasure is wrong and sinful, and you can't watch movies or listen to music and all that kind of stuff. And then I don't know what happened. Like, he hit like age 50 and started like drinking beer and having cigars and banging prostitutes. And it was like, hey, this is awesome. So, yeah, no, he's like a riot now. Like, we actually had him over for dinner not too long ago. Where we would hang out and just, you know, just sit outside and smoke. Like, my dad will burn 2 cigars in record time. Hmm. But he still tries to say that he's, you know, he'll see me smoking a cigarette and be like, you know, it's going to kill you. I'm like, Pops, I'm not inhaling. It's the same. You're still breathing it in and it's going into your mouth. Like, he's one of those kind of guys that likes to justify everything he does and says that what you're doing, which is basically the same thing, isn't the right thing. So...
Yeah, I figured out what's going on with the video, by the way, guys. The issue is I think YouTube changed their embed thing, so it just embedded like last week's live video. And every week now there's gonna be a new embed link that I gotta change. So I'm gonna try to fix it now. I'll figure it out, but I'm just letting you know what's going on.
I was gonna say cancer.
Well, answer John's question. Is it cancer?
Sure.
Good job, John.
Why not?
Yay.
Nailed
it. I'm still in the conversation.
Good job.
Aw.
By the way, all 4 of my grandparents died from cancer. Does that mean that I have like 100% chance that I'm going to get it?
No, you're going to get hit by a bus.
If that's the case, Mitch is bound and determined to get Alzheimer's.
I'm fucked.
Oh, boy.
Oh, everybody in your family have Alzheimer's?
Oh, yeah. My brain's going to turn to mush.
Oh, no.
Mine are all alive. So I have a good outlook.
Yeah, good for you.
Wait, I lied. Hey, minus
my grandparents
one.
Were all alive.
I lied. Minus one. He died from alcoholism.
Okay, well, now we're making sense.
And that was before age 50, so that could 1 out of 4 chances. Be.
What about you, John? You got all your grandparents attacked? Well, obviously, you're living with your grandmother.
Yeah, but it's just my grandmother. My grandfather died like years ago.
What about on your other side of your family?
I don't really know him too much. I think I still have a grandma on my dad's side.
Oh, you think? You're not sure?
No, never met him. But apparently, my dad came from like a really horrible upbringing.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm. Yeah. Just for your own health, you might want to figure out how they die.
I think it was natural causes.
Yeah.
Like a shark?
Meteor.
Oh. Well, I mean, they're from New Jersey, so I think, you know...
Meteor shark?
Meteors are natural. They come from space.
Well, that's why I was saying shark.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're from New Jersey, and they're Italian.
Oh. Whoa, the sharks are... How do you know the sharks are from New Jersey? A lot of hair gel?
Say no more.
Yeah, no, because they wear wife beaters.
Say no more.
That'll do it.
Lots of finger snapping.
What a and their skin is extra slippery because of all the hair gel.
What a shitty state.
Yeah, it is.
New Jersey. I lived there for a year. It's just... It,
and now you're not allowed there anymore.
Now I'm not allowed there anymore.
Well, he's not allowed. It's just the second he crosses the line, he's
fucked.
If I
get caught driving, I'm fucked. So,
what if you just get caught and you're not driving?
What if you pass through via train?
What if you're like jaywalking?
If they ask for my ID, I'm running.
What does the J in jaywalking mean?
Jew.
Okay, I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's right.
I took a wild stab in the dark.
What, you want me to wait for this light? I'm gonna walk right across.
Oh, fuck.
Or maybe that's what, you know, the Nazis called it when they would try to stop them for their papers. Okay.
Good job, John.
No, that's not a good job.
Okay, so the BBC are being the BBC, and they basically they picked the greatest films of the 21st century.
And they're all British?
All the movies since 2000.
And they're all British.
Well, I'm gonna read you out some of these, and just, I think this is just British nonsense. Maybe I'm wrong.
Monty Python.
No.
All the Harry Potter movies. Love Actually.
Very 21st century.
Uh-huh. Absolutely fabulous.
So 2001. So number 10 would be No Country for Old Men.
That's a good one.
2007. Okay. Even, that's a great film, right? We can all agree.
That's a good one. I don't think it's number 10.
Number 10?
Well, all movies in the since now to... So basically the last 16 years, they made like a whole collaboration,
and
basically.
No Country made it to the number 10?
I'll just read what they said. We believe that the new classics are on this list are destined to become the old classics, writes the BBC. Whether or not that happens is ultimately up to you, the moviegoer. One thing is certain, that cinema isn't dying, it's evolving. The list of 100 movies has been made up of consultation with more than 177 film critics across the globe. And here's where they came up with their top 10. So number 10 was No Country for Old Men. Number 9, A Separation.
What?
I don't even know what that is.
Came out in 2011. It was directed by Asghar Fernandali.
Okay, so it's Swedish.
Number 8, A One and a Two.
That's the documentary for Jay-Z. No, for fucking Kanye West.
Yeah, no, it came out 2000. I know that. Number 7, A Tree of Life by Terrence Malick.
What?
The director came out in... that's my point.
So far, all I know is No Country for Old Men.
There's three movies on here that I know, and that was it.
What were the three units?
Do the rest of them. I want to see if there's any.
All right, number 6, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Okay.
That's a terrible movie.
You didn't like the movie?
I hated it.
Don't you own that movie?
Do I?
I think you do.
I might own it, but it was terrible.
I liked it because the main character's name was Joel. I've never heard that before. Number 5, Boyhood.
Huh.
Came out in 2014. Number 4, Spirited Away.
Okay, that's a good one.
Is it? What is it about?
It's an animated movie from Studio Ghibli. They make a lot of those really good anime movies.
Yeah, it came out in 2001.
Oh, no, wait. I was thinking of the Disney movie Spirit. I've seen Spirited Away.
Yeah, that's a really
good one. Is it any good?
Yeah.
Is it deserve to be number 4 on the best movies of the 21st century?
Yes.
I was like 10, so I don't remember.
Number 3, There Will Be Blood.
That's a good, really good one.
I have seen that and I love it too.
But do you think that one's better than No Country for Old Men?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis is
Yeah, I would say so.
He will act your face off.
Yes, he will.
Did you see him in My Left Foot? Forget it.
Did you see him as Lincoln? He was full Lincoln.
Never go that full Lincoln.
It was boring. Even though he was good, it was boring.
It was boring, but I didn't realize it was Daniel Day-Lewis until 2 hours into the movie.
Serious?
Just shout out. Oh, my God, Daniel Day-Lewis.
It's the only reason why I watch it, because of Daniel Day-Lewis.
My family was deciding to go watch it, and I hadn't even heard of it. I walked into the theater blind. I was like, I didn't know that this movie was out there. I'm just watching it. And then halfway there, I'm like, that's Daniel Day-Lewis.
Wait, who is Daniel Day-Lewis?
Don't worry about it.
God.
It's okay.
Number 2.
Wait a minute. Has anyone?
Wait.
Shut up, everyone. Has anyone ever done a Daniel Day-Lewis, Daniel Night-Lewis?
What? No, I don't think they have.
You only watch movies by him?
I know what you're doing.
The meme? Oh, that would be great. Yeah. Wait,
I don't think that one's been done.
I don't know who he is.
You've seen him.
He's on IMDb, but I don't know who he is.
No one's done it. No one's done it. Mitch, do a Daniel Day-Lewis, Daniel Night-Lewis.
Okay.
Thank you.
What, a black version of Daniel Day-Lewis?
No, just one of him in the daytime and one of him in the nighttime. Duh,
I think my version's funnier.
Don't you know how this works? Unless he has a black...
Daniel Day-Lewis with like a sun, and you do Daniel Knight Lewis with like a crescent.
Unless
moon.
He's done blackface before, in which case do Joel's.
Yes.
Has Daniel...
Day-Lewis done blackface.
He'd be the only...
Daniel Boringcliffe, Daniel Radcliffe.
He'd be the only one to get away with it, too.
Yeah.
Number two...
When I Googled, has Daniel Day-Lewis done blackface, I got pictures of him just doing his characters. I don't see any blackface.
Okay, moving on. Number two.
Hold on. Sherry, you've not seen Gangs in New York?
Nope.
Dances with... Not Dances with Wolves.
The fucking, Boxer.
No, the one where he was in... Last Mohicans.
Last of the Mohicans. Nope. My Left Foot.
Just call me Hammy and let's move on.
That's a good movie, too.
Number two, In the Mood for Love by Wong Kar-wai. See, that's my point. It's like, that's number two. Nobody's heard of this. BBC, stop trying to include the world. And number one, and there's a reason why I brought this to you guys, because it made me mad when I saw it. Mulholland Drive.
Oh, come on.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Come on now.
Never heard of it.
Anybody get that film? Did anybody?
You might as well have Showgirls as number one.
I didn't understand what was happening.
I can't remember. Who's the guy that David Lynch? Is that who it is?
Yes, David Lynch
fucking
is the director.
Weird, came out 2001. Weirdo, pretentious bullshit movies.
Dude, I've watched that film twice, and I watched it the second time in the same night that I watched it the first time because I didn't get it. I'm like, maybe I'm missing something. So how long is that movie? Two hours?
7 hours.
I spent 4 hours of my evening watching the same film trying to see if I missed something.
That's your problem.
I know, and that's why this made me mad. I'm like, I still don't understand what the fuck that film was about, what they were trying to get across. I have no redeeming qualities for that film whatsoever, and it got nominated for everything. Am I stupid? Well, that's obvious, but am I that dumb where I can't even see some of the intricacies that a lot of other movies will have that I'm just missing the undertone? Or
I never saw it, so I don't know if you're dumb or not.
Anybody else have seen it?
No, I have not. I didn't really care for it too much.
Can you tell me what it was about? Because I still don't know.
It was like a murder mystery or something like this. And this lady, she's trying to be an actress. So she she stays up in this hotel. And then they're like, oh, you look like this person who died on the street in Mulholland Drive. It's
fucking hated. It wasn't even
John,
that
doesn't sound like he likes it.
No, I summed it up
exactly how it was.
You want to know why? Because I remember the old broad that ran this hotel and she used the word horse pucky. That's from that fucking movie. That's the only line. Listen, Toots, that sounds like a whole lot of horse pucky. That fucking line stays in my head when I think of this fucking movie, Mulholland goddamn fucking
Drive. Wait a minute, is there a lesbian scene, though?
Who knows? Naomi Watts is in it, maybe.
Yeah, Naomi Watts was in it, and she was, it was a hot little scene, but, none of it made sense.
It was all horse pucky.
It was all horse pucky.
I swear to God, you watch that movie now, and you're going to be like, oh my God, John, with the horse pucky. What the fuck is horse pucky?
Nobody knows.
I'm trying to make it sound like she was old. We get it. You're from old Hollywood.
The dialogue didn't make... I don't know. It was one of those movies that just... I still to this day... You know what? This is a better conversation for Marky Mark. If he... he's a film aficionado. Maybe he'll be able to tell me what I'm missing.
I suppose so.
Speaking of movies, I saw Sausage Party this weekend.
I want to see it. Is it still in theaters? How was it?
Okay. This is my review.
Uh-huh.
There were parts in the movie where I laughed out loud.
Okay.
Oh, you lolled?
I lolled. Not ruffled, but lolled.
Okay.
The majority of the film, I was thinking, okay, we get it.
A lot of food puns?
No, a lot of current, current affair thing. It was like, oh, okay. Oh, okay. The pita bread and, which is Iranian is, having a fight with the bagel, which is Jewish. Okay. We get it. And it was a running joke throughout the entire thing that, you know, Palestinians and Jews don't like each other. It was a constant push, you know, things that are happening in the world in your face, you know, like, oh, okay, they're talking about social media here. Oh, okay, they're talking about censorship here. Oh, okay. Don't get me wrong. There were parts that made me laugh out loud, but the majority of it, it was Seth Rogen and his buddies doing what they do, but then adding social commentary on top of it, insert animation. That's all what right. I felt.
I got to ask, because chances are I'm probably not going to see this movie. How does it end? Does like the human race not eat food anymore?
No, because everything takes place in one day.
Well, don't spoil it. I want to see it.
Oh, here's
I'm sorry, then I won't say anything.
Here's the thing. The ending is fucking hilarious.
Okay.
There's an ending scene that made me cry laughing with what they did with it. I'm not going to spoil it for you because it's very, very funny the way they ended this movie.
Okay, fair.
Okay. I still want to see it now.
But granted, there are laugh out loud moments in this movie where things like, you know me, like things take me off guard. I love it. Like when I just... I don't see it coming, but the overall jokes and everything was kind of like, okay, we get it. All right, you're high. We get it. All right, well, they're talking about Indians now. Okay, we get it. Okay, they're making a Jew joke here. Okay, they're making a black joke here. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, it was like the bowl, you know, like the box of grits was the, you know, the black man. And he was making all kinds, you know, and they were like talking about like this inner, you know, warfare that was happening in the grocery store and how, you know, the cracker aisle was always suppressing the grits because they sold better. And it was like, okay, we get it. All right. Crackers, grits, black people, we get it. That's what I felt. You guys might think differently, but that was my overall feeling of that film.
I assume that that's what was going to happen, actually.
I didn't. I had no expectations. I just knew it was an R-rated cartoon. That's all I know. I didn't know it was a Seth Rogen production, but.
And no one's done Daniel Day-Lewis and Daniel Knight-Lewis yet. I mean,
I just did it.
No, I know, but I just saw it. That's why I'm saying no one's done it before you.
Honest to God, I've never seen
it. No, I believe you, but it's so good. I can't believe that it hasn't been done.
It's so obvious.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Maybe he's not that relevant.
He's pretty relevant.
I know, but I'm just saying. I'm speaking on people that make these stupid.
I know
memes.
What John's saying. He's not. He's never in the forefront, but he's always there.
Yeah.
He's that guy. He's that guy on screen that's like, "Holy shit, it's Daniel Day-Lewis!"
Like,
because he does like one movie like every 8 years.
True,
but you can never predict what's going to go viral, what's going to become a big thing. Like the whole Jordan crying thing. I never saw that coming.
Well, no, I mean, the whole meme of taking an actor's name and then reversing it has been going around for ages. So we've always been trying to find new actors to fit into that meme. But well, I don't see how anyone missed Daniel Day-Lewis, Daniel Knight-Lewis.
Just make sure you just put an, like, I don't know, like an LLC or a watercolor on it.
Well, nobody's as brilliant as you, Mrs. Lopez.
I'm really good at, what was it, the other one that I had the other day? Winona Ryder, Winona Passenger?
Yeah, it was great.
I love doing those.
And Mitch hasn't made it yet.
No, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
He made it on the spot. He's
look,
like,
a I'm not going to lie to you. I'm half paying attention because I'm trying to fix the YouTube.
How about like Tom Brokaw? Tom Richcaw?
You could also do Tom Brokaw, Tom Fixedcaw.
That's better. Fuck.
that's better. Fuck.
That's better.
God damn it, that was funny.
Sorry, John.
Hugh Jack man, Hugh Jack woman.
All right, I appreciate, but we could do that all night long.
All night long.
All night.
All night long.
All night.
Hey, jumbo, jumbo.
You know what we never got to? Did we ever say what Joel did on his weekend?
No one cares.
Oh.
Joel, what'd you do in your weekend?
I just said no one cares.
John cares.
Sorry, Joel, what'd you do this weekend?
Come on, buddy.
Come on, man. We want to know for real.
It's okay.
Come on, buddy.
What'd you do this weekend? By the way, refresh the page and the video's working.
Yay!
Oh, okay, yay.
Big ups to Dennis for help walking me through it.
Yay! Yes!
Oh my God, did you guys...
Oh, yes!
Did you guys see the closing ceremonies of the Rio Olympics?
No.
No.
I've already booked my ticket to go to Japan in 2020. Holy fuck.
The closing ceremonies?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Like 5 seconds of it, and we were like, this is boring. We turned it off.
They had a thing with announcing the next Olympics, and Japan fucking smeared the pants off of Rio, man.
I'm sure it did.
They had Mario Brothers. Oh, my God, man.
They can Nintendo it up.
All right, now we have to pull this up. Like, what are you talking about? Like, they cut to a video feed of the future presentation of the Summer Olympics in Japan?
No, they didn't. Like they showed on all their Jumbotrons, like, a little video or whatever, but then it turned into, like, a live performance with, like, Japanese tumblers and whatnot. And on the video, they showed, like, in Japan, the Prime Minister and Mario, Super Mario Brother, fucking building a warp pipe to the Rio Olympics, and then in the center of the stage, a fucking green ass warp pipe pops up, and boom, in Super Mario garb, the fucking.
But this is, hold on, this is still the production in Rio, so this is them doing an awesome job doing production. We don't know if Japan's good.
No. This was all Japan.
No, Dutch.
Like, if you watched it, because Rio had like this huge thing with like the cultural whatever of Rio, and it was really half assed. And then you see like Japan fucking blowing them out of the water with this shit.
This is normal. When they do the closing ceremonies, the next country always does a little teaser.
Oh, I didn't know. I've never really seen the closing ceremonies.
Amazing.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't watch the opening ceremonies either. I just actually watched the events.
But yeah, the closing ceremonies for Japan, it's like, oh, you like a Rio? Oh, well, fuck are you? Come to Japan! Seriously, watch this thing. You're like, wow, John was right. They said, fuck a you, Rio.
Fuck a Rio.
Fuck a you, Rio.
John is in rare form tonight.
I'm just saying, man, you watch this video and like, I can't be wrong on this one. So many things John has been wrong with. What a jaywalk is. How to court a woman. I'm telling you, watch this video. It is fucking
amazing.
Can
we pull it up now? Like, John sold me on it.
Royce, we had so much time to watch this.
I'm sorry.
Pull it up?
What do you need?
Royce was still doing work.
I was doing work. I'm sorry,
that's why I asked.
He was still trying to do the things. Yeah. All the things. I was watching him. He was a busy little boy.
All right, but if you refresh now, you should see our pretty faces. Took care of that. Fucking finally.
Okay, here we go. I have it. Oop. Here. This is what I'm going to do.
You're going to make posters.
That's video for you there, Royce Poo. Are you good to go or no?
Where'd you post it?
I'm going to post it in the live.
Yeah, room. I got it. Post it. Do it.
Let's see. Paste.
Pissed.
There you go. Pissed.
Pissed, bro.
No, that was such a Philly way to say pissed.
Pissed.
Paste. What? How do you say it?
Post.
Paste.
Paste.
Paste. Either way.
The thing that said paste.
Either way, it was wrong. Okay, I didn't know it was going to be that loud.
I didn't know either.
Subscribe to Japan.
Here it is.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe stole the show on Sunday night at the Olympics closing ceremony, taking to the stage in Rio dressed as Super Mario, arguably his country's most famous export. With the closing ceremony coming to an end,
you're not going to find the video. NBC has put a kibosh on all that shit.
Was that the Prime Minister of Japan?
Yeah, dude, I can't see anything.
Ah, fuck.
It's not that you're not going to.
Well, can you like stream it from NBC.com?
I don't know, check Kotaku or something. I don't know.
I probably could, but they're not going to like that I stream it on my YouTube and then I get a copyright violation tomorrow for it.
Oh.
It's so good. God damn it.
I believe you. Can we just do stills and reenact it? That's fine.
Oh, wait. No. Hold on.
What?
I think I got one.
All right. Go ahead.
Plus I think I have it here. Hold on. Here you go, Royce. John, are you looking at the
I hope thing? It's just boners.
John, tell me if that's what you saw.
The second one?
I'm playing it.
Yes. Pull that up.
For the opportunity to again host
Tokyo 2020.
Yeah, this is it.
Uh-huh. Do you have anything playing in the background?
What?
Oh, that's all. I'm sorry. There was. It sounded like there was two songs going on at the same time.
No, that's how it sounds.
Crazy.
So it's basically just video of Tokyo. But say what you want, at least fucking Tokyo has the infrastructure and everyone's not starving like in Rio. They had to add anime soccer.
Of course they did.
Come on,
it gets Tokyo. Better, though.
And ping pong, that's not fair.
If we made a video about Japanese people and this would it look, they would call us racist. No. You know that, right?
No.
But they did it, and it's amazing.
If we made the video of anime stuff and ping pong, they'd be like, you guys are so racist against Japanese people. They do more than that. But all this video has been anime and ping pong.
But had they gotten to the warp pipe yet?
Well, and Nintendo. So
you forgot about the schoolgirl outfit.
Oh, you're right. Oh, they had Hello Kitty dancing. Come on.
Yes.
They're not even trying.
Just keep playing.
Fine.
What stinks in this video is that you're not seeing what they did, the presentation leading up to this, at Rio.
Well done video, I'll tell you that.
I like the mixture of animation in the video. There's a... Oh, it's the Prime Minister! Oh, he's checking his watch.
I'm a very busy man.
Oh, there's...
Why did the Prime Minister just turn into Mario?
Because he owns Mario.
Because he's half Italian.
The Prime Minister of Japan playing Super Mario.
Oh, no, he's drilling into the earth.
We all have a superhero.
Oh, he's drilling
like
from Rio.
That's like a bad idea, structurally.
Oh, there's the performance. Hold on. I'm showing it.
The thing is, the beginning of the
performance, they have... They went from Rio to Mario. I get it. Because Rio's in Mario.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, here's the live action.
Oh, that's an entrance.
Oh, there's the Prime Minister.
That's the actual Prime Minister.
Yeah.
So he wasn't dressed as Mario. He just had a Mario hat and a ball.
But still, they have a fucking warp pipe and they got all these fucking Chinese people do it. Japanese people doing fucking tumbles and shit.
That's great. It's all fun and games until the Prime Minister of Japan gets killed by a blue fucking turtle shell. Then we're all fucked.
Well, this means
that game. They'll just stun you.
You're right.
He was in the 1% and he was keeping the others down.
Ah, that's fair. I think that all the games should take place at that broken down nuclear factory that they had where the meltdown was.
That's nuclear.
It's pronounced nuclear. All right.
Fuck.
Simpsons reference.
Where's the 2024 one?
Oh.
How far ahead do they?
Ding, 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 ding. Sorry, 2024.
I get it. It's funny.
I got it.
Some people got it.
Yeah, Stephen.
I wasn't one of those.
I didn't get it.
The episode, the TV show 24.
The CT.
Oh, Jack Bauer.
What did I say? Stephen Bauer?
Eddie Bauer.
Eddie Bauer. There we go.
What if Jack Bauer only dressed in Eddie Bauer?
Ooh, so much Bauer.
Double Bauer. This season on 48. Double Bauer.
It's Bauer time.
I'm going to disarm a bomb, but I'm going to look like a casual male doing it.
I like it. I'm sold. Speaking of TV shows, I got a lot of...
Have you ever noticed? Sorry.
We're making Annie Rooney references.
I guess.
Not really. Someone grinds my gears.
John killed
seems
it.
Like they don't really have TV shows like they had back in the day.
John killed
That's
it.
That's right. High school kids that listen. Andy Rooney was a person who was on the old television.
No
box.
One cares. His eyebrows are so bushy.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I was quiet for fucking 30 minutes fixing it and you got the yabber on.
And it was wonderful.
I'm going to stop talking now.
I came up.
You can't really make fun of my eyebrows when you're Armenian. You guys are hairy as fuck.
We are. I have to tweeze. No, I came up with a premise for a TV show that everyone gave a lot of wonderful suggestions to. Most of them being John.
Can I put a lot of? Because I really thought you guys were actually gonna like pitch this.
Well, wow, no. Okay.
Everyone was doing like AIDS jokes and like, oh, you gotta pick, you gotta clean up period blood, and I'm like,
all right, John, don't get ahead of yourself. Yeah. I was driving.
This is yet.
We were in the car with Royce and Mike on the way to the indie wrestling show, and Mike said something about pitching a TV idea, and before he could get his words out, like I normally do, I said something that would derail him, and so I said, what if we come up with a TV show called The Traveling Janitor?
And the premises.
Well, we didn't have a premise.
The initial premise was a company was mismanaging their money so much that they were flying in a private janitor, first class, to pick up small items and garbage. And they didn't understand why the company kept running out of money. So anyway, she posted it.
That's a terrible idea for a TV.
Oh, it gets better because people.
Oh no! But we love the TV title called "The Traveling Janitor." Like the ideas were
so
endless.
Everybody gave their own ideas as to what would it be. Marie posted it on Facebook. Why don't you read some of them?
All right. Well, some of them are just obvious, but John was just a savant when it came to.
Mind you, when I was writing those, I was so drunk.
Okay. It is so much. It's so fun to call John a savant without saying the idiot before it.
His first comment was, the traveling janitor gets called to clean up a cruise ship, only to find out they have been kidnapped to work on the ship as slave labor.
Okay, I like it so far.
They sign up for a TV.
I am the janitor now.
They sign up for a TV contest with other janitors in the area for a golden plunger for America's best janitor.
All right.
And then I was thinking of spinoffs. Yep. Continue.
Then he says, they need new equipment and are low on money, so they come up with the idea to make a calendar with janitors. Then he says, they take a job that pays a whole ton of money more than they have ever got before. Good job, John. You were drunk.
Autocorrect.
Only to find out the reason is the place is haunted. So he has to clean up a haunted house. There's a lot in between, but John kept coming back. I just loved it. And then the last one that he posted was, janitors are working at the local sports arena with the Harlem Globetrotters, are playing a player slips on a wet spot on the hardwood floor with no available substitutes. The janitor has to fill in to help the Globetrotters win.
So detailed.
I love it, though.
That's what Jack and Coke does, man.
Wasn't this at like 2 in the afternoon?
Yep.
Why were you so drunk?
Because it was 2 in the afternoon.
What day was this? If it was Saturday, if it was Sunday, we were I was at Buffalo Wild Wings waiting for the rest of the cast.
Well, that explains it.
For our
rap party. I'm pretty sure this was like Thursday or Friday, wasn't it?
Okay, if it was Friday, then we did our first, we did our final dress rehearsal. So I had the rest of the day to like hang out at the con. So I was at the.
I posted the this beach yesterday. Bar. This was
by
yesterday.
By the way,
this was yesterday.
What were you at, John? Because you didn't say it right.
Comic book convention.
No, not a con. Say it right.
Beach bar.
No.
I don't know where you're going with this.
You have to yell con.
You have to yell con.
Oh. Con!
There you go.
Dutch new. Thank you. It's a bit that we've done, but whatever.
I forgot.
Don't worry about it.
And might I add, some of those comments that I posted, I was dressed up as Jesus riding a dinosaur.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well, I always naturally assume you are, so that works for me. If I assume that, I'm never wrong.
Good job.
Thank you.
No problem, John.
So I think that someone would pick up my traveling janitor TV show idea, right?
Well,
Fox?
If they do, you know who to turn to if to come up with.
It wouldn't be Fox. Episodes. It would be Ion TV.
Travel Channel should pick it up. Obviously,
it would
Why
be
not Netflix.
No, it would be Ion TV, and it would come after reruns of Criminal Minds.
No, I like the Travel Channel. Like it comes on after Anthony Bourdain.
Right,
he's not on the Travel Channel anymore. He's on
not
CNN.
The Berkshire
You're
bubble,
not on the Travel Channel anymore.
Never was.
Not the Berkshire's bubble, but didn't they already have this? And it was called Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe.
No,
this is completely
different.
But he wasn't a janitor.
It was a completely different idea.
I feel like it's not.
No,
he wasn't a janitor.
No, it's different because Mike Rowe is smart.
Thank you.
Oh,
Hey.
Dirty jobs is more akin to how stuff works.
I believe it's pronounced dirty yobs.
Yes.
Dirty yobs?
Yes.
Yurdy yobs.
Yurdy yobs. Yeah. No, this is an actual sitcom where the main character is in fact
with canned laughter?
Is in fact a janitor. And he gets sent
it
to...
It could be a she.
He and or she or were gets sent to different situations. And it's more like Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
You know?
That's what I was thinking of.
Yes. It's more like Scooby-Doo mysteries, except of instead of hunting ghosts, they're just cleaning trash.
He's like sprinkling a kitty litter on throw-up.
Yes.
Right. I think this is probably out of the 7 years I've done the show with you guys. This is the worst pitch I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh, and we have to listen to your fucking hold on. And we have to listen.
Alligator glue trap.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Thank
you, John.
Brilliant idea.
I was just
bird milk.
That was you, John.
Okay. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. I didn't know that.
That was you, John. That was you. Dummy, you're not helping. I'm on your side here too. That's the thing.
God damn it.
All right, let's get out of here.
You're not helping yourself.
John, why are you better?
Because whenever I have alcohol in me, I can work for NBC.
Sherry?
I am better than you. I wasn't prepared. I don't know.
I think it's because you broke yourself.
Because that. Oh.
That's probably the best one I've ever heard. Mitch.
I am better than you because when Sherry wants a new dishwasher, we get a new dishwasher and then I put it in for her.
Good job.
Good boy. A little bit of resentment there.
Then
Marie.
You have to do dishes.
I am better than you because Daniel Day-Lewis, Daniel Night-Lewis.
Yes.
Royce.
I'm better than you because YouTube decided they made a individual new embed stream, so I have to change it before every show.
That sucks.
Yeah, it blows. And I'm better than you because I got high off glue and didn't eat somebody's face and or stomach. So, thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to listen to tomorrow, Hippo Juice, 7 and 9, here on MoreLikeRadio.com. Anything else, you guys?
I love Sherry's wine.
Yay!
I love Sherry's wine. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. That's for Royce.